Good morning, this is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of September 19th, as prepared by Steve Suman. Well, we had a warm 80-degree Tuesday to start the week, but we're quickly changing direction to a cooler high of 63 degrees on Wednesday. Chances of frost Wednesday and Thursday nights, possibly a wet weekend. So let's bring enough gear on our outdoor adventures to be ready for changes in the weather. The Haywood Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. will host its 44th annual Fall Muskie Tournament, September 30th through October 2nd, and offer more than $30,000 in prizes and trophies. Awards to the first 10 places include a $1,500 Cabela's gift certificate, a $1,000 gift certificate from Hayward Bait, trolling motors, depth finders, GPS units, rods, reels, cameras, and more. The angler releasing the largest fish receives a graphite replica, and every angler releasing a 34-inch or larger fish receives a plaque. Each registered angler receives entry in the grand prize drawing for a 2022 Lund 1650 angler boat, 50-horsepower Mercury motor, and a Shorelander trailer. You must be present to win that grand prize. The open entry fee is $110, $25 for ages 16 and younger. You can enter in person at Jenks Bait or in person or by phone at Hayward Bait. Their number is 715-634-2921. You can sign up until 11 p.m. Thursday, September 29th. For more information, go to the Muskies, Inc. website or call 715-634-2921. The Hayward Fall Festival is this Saturday, September 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Hayward. The all-day festivities include a farmer's market, live music, beer and brat tent, food trucks, art and craft booths, scarecrow contest, three-on-three basketball tournament, kids game, sidewalk sales, and more. Visit the Northern Lakes Co-op booth by the main stage to enter drawings for three prize packages, including a compact freezer, fridge, filled with New Glarus beer. You don't have to be present to win it. For more information, visit haywardareachamber.com or call 715-634-8662. Okay, on to the fishing report. Fish movements and preferences can be tricky with the change of season, so let the pros at your local bait shop help you with the hottest baits and the best tips. Muskie fishing's good and getting better with the cooling water. Look for fish on shallower weeds, weed lines, and other structure. Anglers are dragging muskie suckers as well as casting smaller bucktails, rattlebaits, jerkbaits, gliders, and topwaters with success. As temperatures decrease, bait size increases. And always figure eight at the boat. Walleye fishing's somewhat slow. Fish are scattered from shallow to deep, 8 to 40 feet of depth, on weeds, wood, brake lines, rock, and other structure. Trollers are having the most success right now, but anglers fishing walleye suckers on the bottom, fatheads on jigs, crawlers on drop shot rigs, and snap jigging with jigging wraps and similar baits are also catching walleye. Northern pike fishing is good to very good on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, and lily pads, especially if they hold baitfish and panfish concentrations. Baits of choice include fatheads, sucker minnows, small musky suckers, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swim baits, bucktails, jerkbaits, and topwaters. Largemouth bass fishing is good to very good on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, and wood, and deeper flats, cribs, and other structure. Spinnerbaits, swim jigs, buzzbaits, crankbaits, and jerkbaits in bluegill patterns, topwaters, and crawlers under slip bobbers are all producing action for bass anglers. The smallmouth action is good for fish on deeper weeds, weed lines, flats, and hard bottom structure. Top baits for smallmouth include sucker and fathead minnows, Ned rigs, drop shot rigs, tube jigs, spinner baits, swim jigs, jerk baits, and crank baits. Crappie fishing's fair right now, but maybe this is the lull before the storm. Look for fish on and very near mid-depth to deeper weeds, weed lines, wood, brush, basins, and cribs. The most productive baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs or under slip bobbers and small beetle spins. Bluegill and perch fishing is good to very good, and fish are on the feed. Anglers are catching them in various areas, from shallow weed edges, weed beds, brush, and near docks, to deep cribs and flats. Traditional panfish baits such as waxies, worms, crawler chunks, mini mites, tattletales, plastics, gulp baits, and beetle spins are all producing catches. For bigger bluegills, fish deeper areas with small minnows. Okay, some dates and events for you. Goose season opened on the 16th. Deer, archery and crossbow, rough grouse, zone A, turkey, crow, cottontail in the northern zone, and squirrel all opened on the 17th. First day of fall coming up on the 22nd. Woodcock and northern zone duck seasons are opening on the 24th. As I mentioned, we got the Big Hayward Fall Fest on the 24th, as well as Cable Fall Fest, which runs from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Cable. If you'd like more information on that, you can call their Chamber of Commerce at 715-798-3833. October 1st is the big Stone Lake Cranberry Festival. October 1st through the 9th is the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. And October 8th and 9th is the two-day youth deer hunt. Also on October 8th, Fishing Has No Boundaries is holding their all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner fundraiser at Flat Creek Lodge. It goes from 4:30 to 8 o'clock. More information can be had at 715-634-3185. October 8th is also the date for the 14th annual Relic Riders Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap. It goes from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 8th of October. It'll be at Flat Creek Lodge. You can get more details by calling 715-634-8377. Full moon on October 9th. Bear season closes October 11th. October 15th, we've got openings of the following seasons. Pheasant, bobwhite quail, Hungarian partridge, elk, coyote trapping, fox hunting and trapping, bobcat hunting and trapping, period one, fisher hunting and trapping. Those all open October 15th. For more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. And see the calendar of events. You can also call us down at the office. The numbers are 715-634-8662 for the chamber, 715-634-4801. We'll get you Hayward Lakes. All right. Well, let's get out and have some fun in the great outdoors.